Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, it is Tuesday morning, so usually what that means is red light, red light, red light, red light, flat. The phone lines start lighting up. Hey, hold your phone calls for just a few minutes as we get things rocking and rolling here with John Jackson, the Joker from X. And then we got a special guest who's going to pop into the studio here in just a couple of minutes. But, John, good to see you this morning. You brought the snow with you outside of our Montana Talk studios.
I was just telling that to Caden. It's like every time I'm here, here comes the cold weather. It's like 4 weeks in a row.
I know. You bring the heat on the radio, and then you bring the cold outside.
So. I wanted to mention that. I had that conversation with Travis back a few months ago because he was telling me off air, you know, hey, yeah, he's wagging his finger at me. I keep an eye on you. I let Travis, I have never once cursed on the radio. And he said, yeah, but you wanted to.
Yeah.
You can't persecute me for wanting to. We all want to curse. Straight on the air.
Or we don't want to, and it just slips out while you're driving across town every now and then or whatever. Let's see. Man, well, I'm so excited to have you on the show this morning because I think you either went to it or at least you got some of the readouts. There was I'm just going to call it a Trump derangement syndrome seminar. So the Montana Democrats and these phony left-wing activist groups, They're launching these AstroTurf protests. The Democrats are claiming that they're doing these town hall meetings. These aren't town hall meetings. They're temper tantrums. And really what they are, I'm just going to call it, the Montana Democrat Party is hosting basically their Trump derangement syndrome seminars across Montana. But they had one last night at the School District 2 headquarters at the Lincoln Center. And it sounded like a Star Wars bar was in attendance there last night.
Well, what they were trying to do, you've seen this going back, 3 weeks now. They decided they were going after every Republican across the country that would go out and hold his own town hall, his or her town hall. They were invading that with all these paid-for protesters just screaming yell at the people. Well, see, now Republicans have told their guys, don't do any more town halls. So now these a-holes are doing their own pay-to-play town halls where they can all get together and hate on Trump and hate on Elon and hate on all of us. It's all just pay to play, propped up BS by lunatics is all it is.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I was saying earlier, like, the Republicans or like some entrepreneurial young conservative media guy could have a field day, just get a camera and a microphone and just go ask these people what they want to say. Just put a microphone in front of them, and it would be just the craziest lunacy that you would hear. And all you have to do is just expose who these people are and what they're out there throwing their temper tantrum against. And you could just have a field day with it.
But think about what these people are out there protesting for, protesting against. They are out there actively protesting for, advocating for violent terrorist gangs in the United States. They are protesting against cutting all the wasteful spending. That's what these people are all about. They're nuts.
The Trende Aragua gangbangers that were arrested in Bozeman and Belgrade have been deported. They were on the deportation flights. You're out.
Te vas. Afuera.
A la casa. Oh, wait. Prison, not the casa.
It's March 18th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Sloppy Joe Day. I'm sure we all remember this sandwich from our childhood as a staple from the school cafeteria. The origins of this sandwich are a bit hazy, but it's believed to have been created in Cuba before finding a permanent home at a deli in South Orange, New Jersey, which shared this meal's unique blend of onions, tomato sauce, ground beef, and other spices to the masses where it was an instant hit. Everyone can put their unique spin on this very basic recipe, so feel free to get creative. And remember, it's called sloppy for a reason, so make sure to have extra napkins on hand. Also on this date, in 2020, the border between the U.S. and Canada was closed in an effort to curb the spread of the coronavirus. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau both agreed to shut down all non-essential travel. The border would remain closed until it was reopened in November 2021. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
If you have high medical expenses, you may be eligible for a deduction. But there's a catch. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author. Join me every Monday on my podcast as I speak with silent but noteworthy heroes. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and leave a rating and a review.
You can deduct medical expenses, but the amount must be high enough, and you're only eligible if taking an itemized deduction. For 2024, any expenses paid out of pocket for you, dependents, or a spouse are deductible when exceeding 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. Only for expenses not reimbursed through insurance. Cosmetic procedures also do not count toward the percentage, though some preventive care costs like dental and chiropractor visits are eligible. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
It's
tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So, John, I was asking our producer, Caden, great young man, Caden Gornstead, who's our producer, and he's getting ready for umpire season. I was having a cigar. I ran into Dana Bishop, who's a great umpire and referee. He does a lot to support Montana sports. He's part of the Midland Roundtable. And Dana, I was like, he's like, oh, yeah, that Caden, he's a great young man. I said, yeah, he's gearing up for umpire season. And so I was saying earlier, with these deportation flights of these criminal gangbanger Trinde Aragua, Caden can give us his, you're out. So we got to have the official Caden Bjornstad umpire audio for all the deportations. They, you're out of here, you know.
You see some of these great, like particularly the professional referees, have that down to such a choreographed Hollywood thing, because these guys will, like, roll their arms around it. You're out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so theatrical. Yeah.
Well, and for the gangbangers, I don't want just, like, okay, you know, the kid who's, like, sixth at bat, who never makes a hit, you know, you're going to call him out nicely, right? You're going to, okay, you're out. Sorry, buddy. You know, see you next year. I want the opposing coach is in your face spitting and cussing. You're throwing him out of the stadium. That's the kind of, you're out of here, we want to hear, right?
Well, you got to do it. Leslie Nielsen from Naked Gun, you know. Steve!
That's great. Hey, well, speaking of Caden, this is really cool. Caden's mom, Kelly Bjornstad, just popped into our studio. I hope we're not in trouble, Mrs. Bjornstad. No, it's good to see you. So not only is your son, Caden, doing a great job as our producer here on Montana Talks, but, man, you've got three sons that are all doing a great job at all sorts of things. In fact, one of your sons was just on the state AA championship basketball team for Skyview High School. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I didn't have much to do with that, but I cheered loud.
Yeah. What was it like just being a mom in that moment for the game?
Well, it was just electric in that gym on Saturday night. You know, it was West High, Skyview High, battling it out for a state championship title. So that in and of itself is just amazing. And it was a great day for Billings basketball, honestly. You know, these kids, especially the seniors, you know, they've just put their heart and soul into this sport for 7-8 years, some of them. So it was just electric to be there. And as a mom, you know, to watch your kid either win or lose, you know, at that level for Montana, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
And this was his senior year as well. So what a way to cap off your senior basketball career.
Yeah, yeah. They have a great group of kids up there, great coaching staff. I mean, it's just, it's a family. That's what we've been saying all year.
Yeah, you know, we were, and then you've got another son. So Campbell Bjornstad was part of the state basketball, a starter for the Skyview boys basketball team. And then you've got another son who's playing tennis down in Kansas City in college.
Yeah, he's playing for an NAIA school that is just a little south of Kansas City. And it's his first year as a freshman playing tennis, college tennis. So he's learning a lot, but he's loving every minute of it.
I was excited to hear Caden talk about high school baseball because, you know, we've had Legion baseball, but now high school is becoming its own official sport. And so high schools are starting baseball teams. And it's going to be fun to see because everybody competes against everybody. There's none of this, you know, AA, ABC. So, like, the Red Lodge kids are teaming up with Columbus to build a team there. And so that's going to be fun to see, but I think he's going to be umpiring some of those games. So that'll be exciting to hear about and maybe see some of those games as well. But we were talking during the break how hard it was to get coverage of the, I mean, everybody was covering these basketball tournament games over the weekend, but why was it so hard to get the information about who actually won the games? I mean, it was like pulling teeth trying to find out who, because I was at a volleyball tournament all day Saturday, and so I was like, okay, who won this, who won that? And it was like, you have to dig deep to try to find the basic news for some of the sports coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and some of the news media sites that do cover it, you know, you have to pay to access their site. And so that's always frustrating. But, you know, I was even there and it was, you know, we all kind of had to share information. We would share things on Facebook, if you know, as parents, so that we could all have access to it. Because it is kind of hard to find it if it doesn't just pop up automatically.
Well, I would ask if you have any good embarrassing stories about Caden that you can share on air. But luckily for him, we have a break coming up here very quickly. So, but no, he's doing a great job, and it's fun to have him around here. So I know he's more of a sports guy. Maybe we can talk him into doing like a little sports segment for us or something here pretty soon.
I think he would love that. You know, he's got lots of experience in sports as a player, and he actually did some announcing for some high school football and basketball last year. So he'd be all over that.
Thanks for what you do as a nurse. And then are you big into sports too? Because your husband's a big umpire, right?
Oh,
for
yeah.
Softball.
Yeah, he umpires for college softball, D1 college softball. So we're a sports family. It's a good thing I have three boys.
Yeah, I told Caden, I was like, hey, when he goes to that Florida deal, like, can we get sponsors so that we can all tag along and do the show from Florida, especially right about now with the weather out there? Well, Kelly Bjornstedt, great to see you. Thanks for popping into the studios here this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, good to see you. John, you know, isn't this, we're talking about sports, but isn't it eerily similar to just news in general? It's like we have to go find the information ourselves. You got to use platforms like X to go get the information, because it's almost like Google and some of these news platforms make it harder for you to get the news now, to get the real information, isn't it?
And you've got people that are reporting on it, are sitting right there on the court or on the field. I don't see why, at least at the end of every quarter, they can't just get up on Twitter or Facebook or whatever and just punch out the score. At the end of this quarter, score. At the end of this quarter, score. Why is that so hard? I mean, you could write your whole article later.
Some will do it, yeah. Some were good about it. MT scores is the hashtag on X, that especially during tournament time. So that's where I eventually went to. I was just like, well, I'm going to go on MT scores to see what's going on. But, yeah. All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X. We're going to talk about the deportation flights. You're out of here. We're out to a break, and then we're back right after this. Stand by. We'll get to your phone calls as well.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Build a better mousetrap and the world will be a path to your door. But in big chunks of the economy where government regulation holds sway, that doesn't really apply. Two that immediately come to mind are regulated utilities and medical drugs and equipment. The path to profit for a utility, in the language of the industry, is getting new investment into the rate base. That means building new things that the regulator agrees are needed, or prudent, in the language of regulation. This increases the capital that the company is allowed to earn a rate of return on, which determines prices and revenues. Increasingly, this is a purely political process that has little to do with better mousetraps. New drugs and medical equipment might be incredible, but if they don't get approval from Medicare, they're little value to those who make them. The giant program dominates how companies are paid, since more than 50% of health care is paid for by a federal government agency. One wonders what kind of things might be on our shelves if the bureaucrats had approved them. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Who can get their gun rights restored? There's an apparent difference of opinion between the Department of Justice and the Trump White House. A pardons attorney at the Justice Department says she was fired for not recommending that actor Mel Gibson be allowed to possess firearms once again. He lost his Second Amendment rights over a misdemeanor domestic violence conviction in 2011. The lawyer, Elizabeth G. Oyer, told the New York Times that restoring gun rights to Gibson would be dangerous. Statements to the press by the Justice Department say the Mel Gibson matter played no role in Oyer's dismissal. She was not the only one fired by the new administration, but it does come after the previous president, President Biden, issued a blanket pardon to his son Hunter, who, among other things, was accused of lying on his background check form as well as possessing a firearm during a time of addictive drug use. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
when you must take money from your retirement accounts. I'm Jenny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip. Coming up.
It's time to take the quiz. 5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Your money can't just sit in its 401k or IRA tax-free forever. The required minimum distribution, or RMD, is the withdrawal you'll need to make to avoid a penalty.
The age at which you're required to start taking out money from your retirement is now 73.
CPA Stephen Zellin of Zellin & Associates says you'll owe taxes on the money you withdraw.
The calculation is based on different factors from the IRS table.
The exception is a Roth IRA. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Montana Talks. Will you get the mic? Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, we'll start getting your phone calls here in just a second. That was a nice surprise visit there by Caden's mom, so that was cool. John Jackson in the house. Man, We got to start here. The Trende Aragua operatives that were arrested in Bozeman and Belgrade by HSI, by ICE, you know, working with our great local law enforcement, you're out of here. They were actually on that deportation flight. Senator Steve Daines was on Fox News yesterday with Harris Faulkner, and thanks to Kat in Sydney for first telling us about that on X yesterday afternoon. And so, yeah, he confirmed, and then there was also a law enforcement professional. I don't know if he was DEA or ICE or what, but he said, oh, yeah, yep, the people that were the gangbangers in Bozeman, they're out of here. But more importantly, it's not just what we deported them. They're going to be in a prison in El Salvador. And that matters because if we just sent them back to Venezuela, their socialist bosses would just rearm them, refund them, and try to figure out another way to get them to do more harm to America.
And everybody needs to understand what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now. You have a far-left radical loon judge who presumes to take the authority of the President of the United States and presumes to tell the President who, what enemy aliens he can deport, when, and also the arrogance of this guy to try to order the President to turn around military aircraft that are not even in over the territory of the United States. So this guy was in court yesterday. His name is Boasberg. Is trying to tell the government that his powers extend outside the territory of the United States. The insane arrogance and overreach of these guys. And I'm telling you, Aaron, you and I have been talking about this on your show for quite a while now. There will come a time, and that time is coming up fast. Now, I mean, it could come tomorrow. It could come in a couple of months, where the Trump administration is going to have to stand up and tell these courts, no, we're not doing it. You know why we're not doing it? Because it says right here in black and white in the law that I can do it. And if until the Congress changes the law, we're doing it.
But, yeah, there's a whole background on this left-wing Obama-appointed judge, Boasberg. TheFederalist.com has a piece this morning, Protecting Terrorists. It's just the latest of Judge Boasberg's partisan activism. And, of course, you've got the ACLU helping out these Trende Aragua gangbangers and thugs. It's so par for the course. It was like when we had the 9/11 terrorists held in Gitmo, and these liberal lawyers go to defend the terrorist detainees at Gitmo. Now, having an attorney and a self-defense lawyer, that's one of the beautiful things about our American system. Everybody deserves a right to defense, unless you're Donald J. Trump. And some of the same people who were falling over themselves, praising these lawyers who would go defend the terrorist detainees at Gitmo, who are likely the same people that are defending the Trende Aragua gangbanger thugs, were the first people to step in line and say, oh, but if you were a lawyer for Donald Trump in 2020, we're going to take away your law license and try to throw you behind bars.
Well, this is the fight right here now. You know Sean Davis from the Federalists.
He's been nailing this story.
We talked to him out there in Las Vegas. He has been putting it right on the dime. And what Sean Davis is telling out there in his writings and his posts is that the Supreme Court of the United States right now holds the future of the judiciary in their hands. Because if they don't step up and slap down this outright judicial overreach, what's going to happen is the Trump administration is just going to have to ignore them. And that will put the entire judiciary, it will make them irrelevant from here on out. Because that will set the precedent that administrations in the future will all just now start ignoring the judiciary if they are not considered legitimate anymore.
Yeah, I saw a rancher friend of mine up on the, and a former sheriff up on the High Line of Montana. He shared a post on Facebook about this news, and I commented. I said, you know, what's funny is our liberal friends who had no problem with Joe Biden shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, oh, they're going to be big mad about this one, deporting these criminal gangbangers, these rapists, and these murderers. The liberals, and even on the High Line of Montana, will be angry about that, but had no problem with Joe Biden shutting down the Keystone pipeline. Check this out. You guys have probably heard about how this Judge Boasberg was part of the FISA court abuse, spying against Trump and part of the coup against Donald J. Trump. Well, guess what else Judge Boasberg is a part of here? He is the judge who, I just had it in front of me. I want to read it right here. But he is basically the judge who shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline. Yeah, here we go. In 2020, Boasberg ordered the Dakota Access Pipeline halted and emptied of oil. So, shut down the oil pipelines that power America, but bring the gangbangers, the murderers, and the rapists and the thugs back to America at the same time.
I got the whole rundown here on him right here, Aaron. I mean, his whole career is all about wading into these very, very controversial left-wing causes and absolutely ruling in the most radical way possible. We had yesterday on our space, or it was, excuse me, Sunday on our spaces, we had Ron Coleman, very, very famous D.C. lawyer, big social media presence. He came on our spaces and talked for about 40 minutes and was really giving us a rundown on all this stuff. And he had to run. He had to go and take off because he's got cases right now in front of Boasberg's court. So he was having to parse it and be very diplomatic about what he was saying.
It was very
interesting to hear his
take. To this distinguished, I can just hear it. Oh, that's why I couldn't be a lawyer, because, like, man, sometimes you just got to say the truth and say it like it is. And they're muzzled. So many of these lawyers are muzzled. You're not muzzled, though. You can call in 406-294-0970. First up, let's go to Roger in Helena. Roger, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Well, good morning. I'm just wondering if a federal judge can intervene in the deportation of illegal criminal gangbangers. Can a federal judge also intervene in the peace talks between Trump and Putin that are going on today?
Oh, they'll try. I mean, they don't have the authority. They don't have the law behind them, but they don't care about the law or their authority. They'll try, right? Great question, Roger. John, as Roger was sharing that question, it also got me thinking, I wouldn't be, you know how Donald Trump has that big red button in the Oval Office? And when he presses the red button,
Diet Coke,
it's for more Diet Coke. I wouldn't be if the judge says, I'm sorry, no, he doesn't get Diet Coke anymore. Only bring regular Coke. No more Diet Coke. The judge says that when the red button is pressed, it's got to be regular Coke, not Diet Coke.
Well, like what Stephen Miller was bringing up, is where does this end? Do you have a federal judge tell a president that, no, that battleship that you're sending over to the bed, no, that's got to go over here? I mean, the ridiculousness of this, and that's why they chose the Alien Enemies Act, is because in 1948, Sean Davis pointed out, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled, set precedent, that the judiciary has no ability to countermand the president on his determination of alien enemies.
And speaking of the Alien Enemies Act, John, that's just an old law. Tom Homan... Border Czar Tom Homan with the mic drop moment on C-SPAN right in front of the White House. End wokeness. Shared this via X. So did a bunch of other people.
You say to those who claim you're using a 200-year-old law to circumvent due process.
An old law? Not as old as Constitution. We still pay attention to that, don't we?
But some would say this is...
How many more times do you count on the Border
Czar? That's a great one. An old law? Our Constitution's older than that, and we still pay attention to that. And then Lightbrows in Hardin had a great message on the Montana Talks app earlier. He said, you know, the Ten Commandments are even older than the Constitution, and we'll try to follow those, too.
You pop right back with that. More to the point is pop right back and say, hey, how old is freedom of the press, pal?
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Let's get rid of that. Why don't we?
The Bill of Rights. Yeah. I mean, the First Amendment's older than the Alien Enemies Act.
Yeah, a little bit.
I guess that's just an old law.
Yeah.
Our good friend George Blackard calling in on the phone lines. Nice surprise. George, great to hear from you.
Hey, Aaron. It's great to be here this morning. So, you know, two things. One, that judge, you know, they have that term, Your Honor. Your Honor? Yeah, there's not much honor there. I just kind of want to say, hey, you, because I've just lost respect for so many of these judges. But the thing I was calling about is yesterday, Chuck Schumer said, I've got work to do. I've got to bring down Trump's numbers. I've got to bring him down. You know, that right there, he's working against our duly elected president. He's trying to make him look bad. That's not a member of Congress. You know, that's an enemy. And that we shouldn't be hearing anybody in Congress from either side saying, we're going to take the president down. We're going to lower his numbers. It's out of spite. That's not for the good of the country, and that's ridiculous. We shouldn't stand for that.
Man, spot on analysis there, George. Great to hear from you. And by the way, he's going to be joining us for Freedom Friday a little more often here pretty soon again while he's back home in Montana, at least for a little while, maybe for a long while. George, great to hear from you as always. Spot on insight there. See, the Democrats, same thing. The Montana Democrats are using the same strategy. They don't have anything positive to talk about themselves, really. I mean, they could try, right? So instead, they're just hosting these Trump derangement syndrome seminars across Montana because they just want to try to tear down Trump because they don't have anything to build up their own party on its own.
The funny thing about Schumer, like George just brought up, you know, he's saying, I got to get out there and bring Trump's numbers down. Well, pal, you might want to take a look in the mirror here because everybody ought to know that Schumer is running for his own life right now after that deal, after he went ahead and signed off on the CR here. I mean, the entire left wing wants his head on a pike. AOC is talking about challenging him for Senate. I think that's in 26. You know, he ain't got no ability to bring down Trump's numbers.
Well, and isn't it kind of funny that anybody that's tried to take on Trump and tear him down, usually they end up tearing themselves down in the process, and you don't hear too much from them.
He's undefeated with that, yeah.
He's got a pretty good inside the octagon record,
yes,
I think.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. All right, we'll get to Kat in Sydney next. Bozeman, Montana again. The billboard is now back up. Check out the photos and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Yeah, an outdoor clothing company in Billings. Put it up.
Are you
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We will be diving into the absolute latest on the ongoing battle surrounding what's going to happen with the budget as the tax cuts continue to wind their way through. Plus, border is completely shut down. Almost no one is talking about it. All that and more Tuesday edition, Clay and Buck.
Hey. Big topics. Big ideas. Big Sky. Montana Talks.
All right, jumping right back into it here. John Jackson, the Joker from X in the house. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Let's get right back into the phone calls here. I know some folks have been patiently waiting. Kat in eastern Montana. First off, Kat. Oh, wait, let me get the right phone line here. Let's see, line two. There we go. Kat, first off, hey, thanks for letting us know about Senator Steve Daines being on Fox yesterday. Wow, that was crazy interesting about the fact that these TDA gangbangers from Bozeman have already been deported, and that's confirmed.
You know, I can't even believe that, Aaron, because this rogue judge, and this wasn't even what I was going to call in and talk about, but this rogue judge is off the chains, okay? That, like we like to say, off the chains. And I'll tell you why. Because in order to be a Trinidad-Aragua member, you have to kill somebody. You have to bury somebody alive. Are those the people they want in our country? I don't think so. So I am fit to be tied about that. I'm glad Steve Daines came out and said something. But, you know, wake up, people. Wake up. You want those people in your community? I don't think so. But what I was going to talk about real quick, sorry to go off there.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, yesterday some numbers dropped a little bit about the Department of Education and DOGES in the Department of Education. So these numbers were released. In fiscal year 2019, we spent $104.4 billion. In fiscal year 2024, we spent $268.4 billion on our Department of Education. That's 157% increase in 5 years. And there's little to no improvement, right? So DOGE found that 881 million in questionable contracts, even 1.5 million for mail-in observation. So I wanted to report those numbers to you guys and point out, you know, no teachers have been fired. Head Start programs are still up and running. So you do the math there. Have a great day, Montana, and God bless.
Hey, yeah, God bless you as well. Thanks for calling in. John, it's you know, you take all that money that's been wasted, fraud, waste, and abuse inside the Department of Education, just take a chunk of that, A, pay down the $2 trillion annual deficit, but B, we can just block grant that money to the state of Montana, and then it can go to our teachers and our schools instead of Washington, D.C. bureaucrats that have destroyed education and public education in this country.
Well, this is all got to get stopped right now. We're at $36 trillion in debt, and now we know why. We know because our presidential administrations, along with our Congress, are spending us into all this. It is waste, fraud, and abuse to the tune of trillions of dollars. We're not talking about a couple hundred million here and there. Blah, 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 blah. No, this is trillions of dollars going out the door, and it has to stop right now. Donald Trump and his people have got one crack at this, and that's in that reconciliation bill coming up here this summer. They have to get it done.
Yeah. One other note that I want to add on this. This was on Fox News' Ingram Angle last night. Bill Pulte is the Federal Housing Finance Agency director. He said they had 2,900 people, nearly 3,000 people that were supposed to work in this building for like Fannie Mae, I think it was. Turns out only 49 people were actually showing up full time out of nearly 3,000. I mean, it's just crazy what they are exposing right now. Tim in Billings, next up on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, gentlemen. So I heard from a little birdie that Judge Bozo is ordering those two astronauts back to the ISIS space station, International Space Station. We cannot have any positive news coming out of the Trump administration. So those two back to space. To the moon, Alice. But the other thing that I thought was pretty ironic, Chuck Schumer, I'm worried when he says he's going to work to bring President Trump's numbers down. Because if anybody knows how to tank approval numbers, Chuck Schumer is the guy. Just look at what he's doing to his own party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I saw Inside Baseball News, Chuck Schumer's chief of staff quit. And apparently he's hiring John Tester's old chief of staff. So that tells me Chuck Schumer must be on the way out because his chief of staff's like, well, there's no future here. And then he's bringing in somebody from the failed John Tester outfit. So there you go. Tim, great to hear from you. I think the Babylon Bee actually had a funny headline about, you know, judge orders Trump to leave astronauts at the space station. You know.
Well, Elon Musk talked about this on his interview with Joe Rogan here a week ago, and this is way worse than anybody knows. He said, we could have been up there months ago, back in the start of the winter, and got these astronauts. But the Biden administration refused to do it because he would not allow a Trump ally to be the hero in this thing. So they didn't even get this thing started till after January 20th because of these just vicious communist lunatics in the Biden White House.
And let's put this in perspective, because some people might think, like, yeah, so what? They get to be in space longer. How cool is that? Man, would you want to be stuck in that little bubble just hovering? And, like, what would you do all day? Like, I'd be cool with going to space. Okay, I'm here. All right, sweet. Okay, I'm ready to go home now. I got to see the Earth turn a couple of times. All right, that was cool. Can I go home now? But for guys like you and me and many of our listeners who have been deployed overseas or you've been gone for a training mission or whatever, what is one of the worst times? You know, obviously the worst time is when you lose a soldier or a dear friend, right? But what is one of the worst times? Sitting there waiting before it's time to come home. You thought you were going to be home. I've got a friend who was in the Minnesota National Guard, and he was there on a year-long tour, and they extended him for 6 more months. That is one of the most brutal, miserable things that happens on those deployments, is just sitting there waiting to go home. Like, if you're told, all right, guys, we got to push it to the right by 2 weeks, absolutely demoralizing. Imagine being stuck up there for another, 6 months, 7 months, or whatever, and all because they couldn't have Donald Trump's buddy Elon Musk be the hero, which he is.
Biden and the Democrats showed you they will leave you on the battlefield. They will leave you in space. They do not give a rat about any of it. It's all about politics and power.
And then they'll trans your kids while they're at it, too.
So. Oh, yeah, while they leave you on the battlefield or in space, you know, they'll be down here transing your kid.
Yeah, you know, chopping off your kid. By the way, the crazy lady in Butte, you saw the video. This crazy liberal lady, what is it with the Democrats trying to destroy Butte, trying to destroy the great St. Patrick's Day tradition in Butte? This crazy lady was cussing, dropping F-bombs. She's hitting people with her sign. She was there, a liberal loon, to protest Congressman Ryan Zinke, who was happily in the St. Patrick's Day parade like always. There were women that were pulling their kids back because they were afraid of what this woman was going to do, smacking them and things.
Well, what I told you on there is very, very likely this lady's either in therapy, on meds, or both. And what I call it, the 10-year rule. It's the John Jackson 10-year rule. That all the people that you know that act that way is because they haven't been punched in the face in the last 10 years. Well, see, I can save you a lot of that money for therapy and meds. You go down to the Grindhouse and go talk to Will Grunhauser and go in there for about 6 months, and they will punch you in the face every day. And you will come out of there a polite and courteous person.
Yeah, and then do you remember my response to you on that one? I said, either she is the deranged lady who is either on a bunch of meds or should be on a bunch of meds, or she's actually like a school counselor that's trying to trans the kids right now as we speak. You know what I mean? Because it could go either way, let's be honest, with some of the crazy stuff we're seeing and hearing these days.
And it seems to be a lot of women do that, too. Like, you and I know, as men, we're not going to take a sign to go up and whack another man on his back with it because we might risk a punch in the face, right? we just know that inherently as men, whereas women don't tend to solve their problems that way, so they don't. Like I said, it's the 10-year rule.
I would add one caveat to that, though, because I saw it with my own eyes. Liberal men, never Trumper men, will do it to women.
To women, yeah, yeah.
Not to men.
Yeah.
I saw there was an older woman. Her son's older than me. That's why I said it. We're in Missoula. We have a table set up, and we were criticizing Bidenomics. I had to run in the store. She's just standing by the table waiting to get a free coffee mug. And this old liberal guy in Missoula comes up and starts yelling at her. And she's like, dude, I'm just here, like, to see what they're doing. And then I walk up, and he's like, just starts to get all tender-footed. It's like, you're going to yell at a woman? But then the dude comes up and, you never Trumper wuss.
It really does go back to Forrest Gump. What he's stupid is, stupid does, ma'am. It's crazy is as crazy does. I've dealt with a lot of these crazy people in law enforcement, and a whole lot of it is an act. And once you, as some kind of alpha person, stare them in the face and tell them, you are getting ready to have some consequences here, sir. And boy, that crazy goes right out the window real fast.
Kind of like Chuck Schumer threatening to shut down the government. We called his bluff. And there you go. Jolene, stand by. Jolene, you'll be first up on the phone lines right after this. Man, the time is flying by. We're going to keep the phone lines open heading into the 9 o'clock hour as well.
Yeah. Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Maybe they could stand for a young man that beat his battle with cancer, that has a dream of being in law enforcement, or a woman that lost her hero husband in law enforcement, or a young man that lost his father that was told he got into West Point. But if you look at these polls, it's an unmitigated disaster. You have, you know, the NBC poll, for example, just 25% of registered voters say they have a positive view of their party. These are Democrats saying this about their own party. And that is a record low. If you want to go back historically, it's the lowest number that they've had since 1990, believe it or not. The lowest positive approval rating since 1990.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Are you taking steps to help protect your money from the potential impact of world war? Russia and Ukraine, Israel, Gaza. We've seen threats from Iran, and now Syria has been taken over by extremists, putting the entire region at risk. The question is, how much more international conflict can we handle? And what impacts will these conflicts have on the global economy and your retirement savings? Right now, thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to precious metals like gold and silver to help them protect their hard-earned savings. You may not be able to control these global conflicts around the world, but you can control how you diversify your money. And that's where gold and silver could help. Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. On top of that, you could get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver for qualified accounts, but only while supplies last. So don't wait. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your free copy today and find out if you qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Fox Rocks. I'm Anna Eliopoulos. Semisonic is the latest act to object to President Trump using their music. Their hit Closing Time was used in a social media post, and specifically this line.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That portion playing over video of a man with his wrists handcuffed to his waist as he's being patted down, appearing to be part of a deportation flight. In a statement, the band saying that they didn't approve of use of the song, adding, quote, "The song is about joy and possibilities and hope, and they have missed the point entirely." White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt saying that the president's message is that the borders are closed. An Oscar-winning actor is going back to his musical roots.
I'm going to Miami.
Will Smith announcing the 14-track album titled Based on a True Story, which reunites him with his producing partner, DJ Jazzy Jeff. His first album in 20 years comes out March 28th. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Hey,
this is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, whoever is running the White House social media team, they're having way too much fun. They shouldn't even get paid. They are just having fun full time. Man, there's just some hilarious stuff. We'll talk about that and more coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Jolene in Gallatin County, first up on the phone lines. Jolene, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. I just wanted to call in really quick to give a call to action on a bill that I don't know if our egg producers know about. It's House Bill 27. It's going to hit the House floor. It did not make the transmittal deadline because it's an appropriation bill. And this bill is going to remove automatic agricultural classification for certain parcels. And what this does, you should be concerned if you have less than a section of ground. This can affect you. We had a little Zoom meeting with three of the legislators up in Helena out of Gallatin County, the ones that consistently are voting conservative values. And this bill, we spent time with this bill discussing all the negative impacts of it. It escaped the committee by one vote. It should have died in committee. So I'm just going to encourage everyone listening to go ahead and message Helena. So that's 406-444-4800, message the entire House floor with a no vote on House Bill 27, and you can go ahead and look it up. It's been amended 6 times, so look at the amendments, the latest amendment. Look and see how that's going to change your taxes if you're on ag ground.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Thanks for flagging that one. I haven't studied the bill, but I think I saw a post you shared on Facebook with the Big Sky Liberty Alliance, if I'm not mistaken, as well. And on the face of it, my concern would be the automatic reclassification. So you could have land that is legitimately ag land, but now they're just going to automatically say, nope, we're going to not call that ag land, and then you get a massive tax hike. That would just sound to me like if they're going to remove the designation, they should at least have their facts before they do it instead of just unilaterally doing it. That's, at least on the face of it, that's my take. Next up, let's see. We've got the mighty Human Z, who has the podcast on Rumble with the Joker here. Z, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just got an important point here. We're talking about lawsuits and constitutionality. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say that we have to send these professors that are calling for violence. There are 2 professors at University of Virginia, and in the this is their quote, "From the moment you grab the gun, you're no longer oppressed, you're now free." How do we teach that in the class? Just to say that in the class, my students' heads explode, right? To tell them about violence, you know, as a revolutionary tool, is as sometimes a revolutionary essential. That's why canceling the Department of Education and all the funding is so important. This is called decolonial theory, and seek it out and purge the stuff because it's destroying it.
Yeah, but that's why. That's good. That's why people, John, this is an important thing here. The reason why people wonder how some of this crazy woke stuff ends up in their schools or their libraries in small town Montana, well, it gets pushed at the federal level through the Department of Education. And so not only can we get more money for your schools by defunding the federal Department of Education, but we can also stop a lot of this crazy, stupid, woke nonsense.
Well, communist philosophy and teachings and violence almost is always starts is fomented on university campuses. And this is going on, Aaron. You're talking 60, 70 years. This has been going on. It's nothing new. And sure enough, it is free speech. But that doesn't mean that we as the taxpayer need to be funding this stuff to the tune of hundreds of millions and billions of dollars every year. Cut it all off. These elite universities have endowments in the billions.
Yeah, they've got plenty of cash. Bob in Columbus sent us a message on the Montana Talks app earlier. Looks like the astronauts must have had a heads up that Biden was going to leave them stranded. They had enough food just in case. LOL, that's from Bob in Columbus. So, Bob, thanks for the message. I think they always, you know, plan for contingencies, but planning for Biden is a whole nother contingency, isn't it?
Well, they saw Afghanistan, right?
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Build a better mousetrap and the world will be a path to your door. But in big chunks of the economy where government regulation holds sway, that doesn't really apply. 2 that immediately come to mind are regulated utilities and medical drugs and equipment. The path to profit for a utility, in the language of the industry, is getting new investment into the rate base. That means building new things that the regulator agrees are needed, or prudent, in the language of regulation. This increases the capital that the company is allowed to earn a rate of return on, which determines prices and revenues. Increasingly, this is a purely political process that has little to do with better mousetraps. New drugs and medical equipment might be incredible, but if they don't get approval from Medicare, they're of little value to those who make them. The giant program dominates how companies are paid, since more than 50% of health care is paid for by a federal government agency. One wonders what kind of things might be on our shelves if the bureaucrats had approved them. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
KBUL.